Yes, I am Maura Comer from the Florida Department of Health. I am the Hepatitis and TB Surveillance Epidemiologist. I will be discussing Florida's enhanced surveillance of chronic hepatitis C in young adults from 2012 to 2015. So chronic hepatitis C declined in Florida from 2008 to 2010 in all age groups except the 18 to 30-year-olds. The rate in this age group increased 86% from 74 cases to 138 cases per 100,000 from 2008 to 2010. As a result, the Florida Department of Health aimed to examine this population a little bit further. So as part of this investigation, 10 counties in Florida, 5 funded and 5 unfunded or volunteer counties, were recruited to interview patients 18 to 30 years of age with reported chronic hepatitis C at the time of case report. The funded county positions were mainly contracted epidemiologists at the county level, and they were only there for a limited time. The standard interview included over 40 main questions with potential sub-questions based on responses. The original study was planned to run from November 1st, 2012 through October 31st, 2015, but was extended based on additional funding through April 30th, 2017 under the Viral Hepatitis Prevention and Surveillance FOA. So as shown, in the study population, the cases were slightly more female. Unknown race and ethnicity comprised 43% of the study population. Of the race and ethnicity that were known, cases were mainly white and non-Hispanic. And of the 6,289 cases in this time frame, 25% were able to be contacted and interviewed. Not surprising that drug use, both any street drug at 80% and injection street drug use at 71% were the top risk factors, followed by receiving a tattoo at 66%, receiving a piercing other than in the ears at 43%, being diagnosed with an STD at 18%, and incarceration. Of those that self-reported ever using a street drug, marijuana, powder cocaine, and heroin make up the top three drugs. In our questionnaire, cases could report using multiple drugs at the time of interview. We asked questions regarding behaviors of those that reported injection drugs. Of those reporting injecting drugs, 78% reused their own needles, 71% reported pooling their money to buy drugs, 69% shared needles or syringes, and at least 63% did try to clean their needles with either bleach or water. Of those that would normally not use a previously used needle, but thought that the person before them was either healthy or was a sexual partner, so it didn't actually matter, 55% reported using a shared needle. Between 49 and 54% of those that injected drugs reported sharing some sort of works, and this could include rinse water, cotton, filters, and cookers. Our biggest limitation was being able to contact and conduct interviews in the study population due to incomplete or incorrect contact information, as well as the limited access we had to cases that were in rehabilitation and correctional facilities. We also came across staff and resource issues in the counties as well as the state level, as well as competing priorities. Half the counties were funded for this project, and the county staff had to take on multiple roles and tasks, such as MERS, Ebola monitoring, and Zika. At the state level, we had limited epi capacity as well. We started the project with 2 full-time staff, and it has since been reduced to 0.75 staff members. In conclusion, in Florida, we have seen an increase in chronic hepatitis C in the young adult population, ages 18 to 30. Injection drug use is a major concern for those that are potentially exposed to hepatitis C, HIV, and other blood-borne pathogens. And at last, surveillance is needed to continue to better understand risk behaviors around chronic hepatitis C in this younger population so that we may identify and break the ways the transmission cycle. Thank you.